This is the Capital City Recap with Michael Cohen on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
1320 WILS, 6:31. It is Wednesday. It is now 57, and as you can tell, it is cloudy, down to a low of 39 tonight. Tomorrow, and also Friday, rain. So we're heading into some rain. Tomorrow, a high of just 46. Low of 43, so really in a tight band in temperature. And then Friday, a high of just 49. So that's what we're in for. Get ready. So let's talk about what do you do. What do you do when your loved one, your child, your spouse is in pain, horrible pain, sick, and the medical community is not helping you? Well, my next guest says you go to the other side of impossible. Susanna Meadows, author of the new book, The Other Side of Impossible, Ordinary People Who Face Daunting Medical Challenges and Refuse to Give Up. Susanna, thank you for joining us on WILS.
Oh, I'm so happy to be here.
You begin your book, you talk about your son, Shepherd, and what he went through. What led you into this world?
Well, when Shepherd was diagnosed at Tree with juvenile idiopathic arthritis, that was the beginning for us. And we started him on medication that is often effective for children in his situation. But for him, it did little for his arthritis. And the other problem with it was that it came with some serious risks, even though they're rare, and it made him feel sick. And so he was spending days on the couch. And as I watched him there, I just could not accept that this was going to be his life. I couldn't imagine a life for my child where he's sick from the medication that he has to take. So I think I was desperate. And so then it opened my mind to other possibilities.
Now, when you talked to your doctor, did you tell him, look, I don't think this is working and I'm going to try a different way? Did you explain that to him?
Yeah, I think that it's important to say we were in consultation with him. And I think that, you know, the kinds of things that are in the book are, and anytime, obviously, you're dealing with health or if you're trying anything experimental, you want to be talking to the experts about it. So we did talk to him about it. What our doctor wanted to do was increase the medication to see if it would, a higher dose would work. And what we said was, look, we heard about this diet protocol that helped another child. We want to try that. Are you okay with holding off on raising his dose of medication while we test this out? Mm-hmm. And he said it was okay. And so we were comfortable going forward. We didn't feel like we were taking a risk. Yeah. And that's what we did.
What was the diet that seemed to work for your son then?
So we took gluten and dairy out of his diet, and we gave him high doses of fish oil and probiotics. Mm-hmm. And it was only in researching this book that I learned that I spoke to a gastroenterologist at Mass General who said, yeah, it actually makes a lot of sense that taking gluten out of a child's diet who has arthritis mm-hmm. would help him. And I was floored by that because I thought, well, why do you know this and other doctors don't?
Why is that? Why would your doctor be gung-ho about increasing the medication but wouldn't even consider suggesting this approach to you, this dietary approach?
He wasn't aware of it. And I think that is what I've discovered is that a lot of doctors, I'm comfortable saying most doctors just don't know a lot about nutrition. They don't study it in medical school. And the sort of the new research about what gluten can do in your gut doesn't show up in rheumatology journals. I mean, I think part of the problem is that specialists look at their own journals, and they're not talking to each other. And so you can have a gastroenterologist in Boston know what gluten can do to people in a negative sense, and someone else doesn't.
Yeah, but they all have access to the Internet, right? I'm sure they
absolutely.
Are they curious? I mean, when you come back and you say, look, my son is now better without the medication, does that make your doctor go, maybe I should explore this more thoroughly? Or?
It's funny. I thought he would be more curious than he was. but I think that, you know, medicine is conservative, and I think doctors learn how to practice. They practice the way they learned in medical school. But I do think that all this new research about the microbiome, which is, I'm sure you're aware, is the population of bacteria in our gut, which is affected by what we eat and also affects our immune system. I think that research, which has been so exciting, has opened a lot of doctors' minds to the possibility of diet as a as a possible therapy.
Talking to Susanna Meadows. Her brand new book is just out this week. In fact, yesterday, the book is The Other Side of Impossible. And you, in the book, what kinds of other alternative approaches do you cover there?
Well, when I went through this with Shepherd, I heard about all these other people who were facing these difficult diseases and figuring out answers on their own. And so one of the, I write about someone with MS who was in a wheelchair and she's now riding a bike. And that was following a dramatic change in her diet, similar to what we did, but she also ate many cups a day of fruits and vegetables and used an electrical stimulation machine and brought herself back. She brought her strength back that way. I write about a child with autism who benefited from changing a diet.
When you're talking to your doctor, to medical people, do they view this as some kind of a mind-body connection where maybe a person just feels better because they've taken on a new attitude about their disease? Or?
I mean, I would say that there's no doubt that there is a benefit to this belief. I mean, we know this. We know this from science, that there is a true benefit to our health when we believe we're doing something that will make us better. That's the placebo effect. And so many drugs actually owe their benefit largely to the placebo effect. It's a huge factor in our health, and I think it's actually often overlooked. I think we know about it, but we don't give it its due. Yeah. And so certainly if you are determined to get better, and you believe you will, we know that that can release powerful chemicals in the brain that can help with pain and can help with all sorts of issues.
Let me ask you, Susanna Meadows, the book is The Other Side of Impossible. When your son's 3 years old, how do you get him to give up dairy and wheat and all these yummy things that are out there?
It was a challenge at first, but he was little enough. I actually think 3 was young enough, and I still had a lot of control over his diet that we were able to do it. And I found substitutions. You know, we live in an era where there's a lot of gluten-free products. And so it felt overwhelming at first, and then we figured out how to do it. And it became easy.
How old is he now?
So he's now 9. He's fully off medication. He's been off for years, and he's just this incredibly healthy, wisecracking, regular kid.
Does he still need to avoid gluten and dairy?
Well, what happened was we ended up, one of the people I write about in the book is a woman who has developed a therapy for helping children overcome their food sensitivities. And so she worked with Shepherd, and now he is eating everything, and he has no problem.
How does that work? How do you overcome a food allergy?
Well, it's not something that it, so it's, she has anecdotal evidence of having helped 100 children, and I spoke to the parents, actually 94 children, who confirmed that their children had severe food allergies before they worked with her, and now they don't. And in fact, she's had so much luck that Boston Children's Hospital has initiated a study of her therapy.
Can you give me just a sense of what she does and how does it work?
Yeah, so part of it is she reintroduces the food in small, ever-increasing amounts. But one of the fascinating things that she does, and this is getting back to what you were saying about the mind-body connection, she had this insight that a panic attack looks a lot like a food allergy, an allergic reaction. So she thought, she also understood that these children are taught to fear certain foods. They've been told if you eat this, you could die. And so what she tried was working with them using elements of cognitive behavioral therapy to help them overcome their fear of the food.
And they were basically having panic attacks when they were eating these foods. That's what was happening.
Well, that was sort of her. What she thought was that was perhaps exacerbating the experience of having the food. And it's fascinating. I mean, it makes a lot of sense. And I mean, the fact is,
And this cures kids that have like peanut allergies, that kind of thing?
So children, so the majority of the people I spoke with who've gone through her therapy had peanut allergy mm-hmm. and now can eat peanuts. And those, as you're probably aware, children with you know, kids can outgrow food allergies for sure, but those with peanut allergies cannot too. It's really kind of exciting stuff.
One last thing, Susanna, if you're out there, obviously your book is going to be a great reference. The book is The Other Side of Impossible, but when you're on the internet and you're looking for these alternative pathways, how do you know what to trust out there?
That's a great question. You don't. I mean, I think you can. What I did was look at. Well, for one thing, when we tried this experiment with Shepherd, we just heard about it from another mother. We had no, there was no way to know whether it would help or not. Mm-hmm. The thing that I focused on was it risky? And talked that over with our doctor, and it wasn't. And so I felt comfortable doing it. And I think that's important because when you're in this realm, you don't have proof that it's going to help. And so you better know that you're not taking a big risk.
Yeah, it's an experiment, basically. Is that it?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And I think that because changing your diet is not a risky thing, and because we know from compelling anecdotal evidence, as well as some clinical evidence, that it can help children not only with autoimmune disease, but with ADHD and autism, that at least my point of view was, hey, it's, you know, why not try? Well,
have you changed your diet at all in this process?
Yes, I have. It's funny. We, as a family, we you know, out of solidarity, we took all these things out of our diet.
No dairy for you? Zero dairy, huh?
So I now have dairy, but I've stayed off gluten. My husband has stayed off gluten. We just both felt better, and we're sort of persuaded that if we could be eating something that has more nutrients in it, then there's probably a benefit
to that.
That's
really smart. But you went back to dairy, you said?
We did go back. Yeah. I did go back to dairy. I couldn't quite cut cheese out of my diet.
They say it's addictive, but who knows? Hey, Susanna Meadows, the author of the brand new book out just yesterday, an insightful book about the other way to go about dealing with your health, and you'll find answers in the book, The Other Side of Impossible. Ordinary people who face daunting medical challenges and refuse to give up. Susanna, great to have you on WILS.
I'm so happy to be here. Thank you.
Susanna Meadows.